We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples talking today with Todd Lovin from Tuttle Creek State Park and Ben Jelica from the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. And we're talking about all the good stuff going on in the outdoors and talk a little bit here because it's been pretty cold this winter, although the last couple weeks have been a little more mild, more of what we were used to before right around Valentine's Day. But there is still some ice. We talked about that in the first segment. And, Ben, this is a good opportunity to talk about ice safety because that is still a concern at a lot of places.
Well, the ice is melting now. It's not in good condition at all. That cold snap that we had, though, did produce some ice that there were people fishing out on the lake or the trout pond down at Todd's area at the state park. And they were even out on a river pond. I know Milford had some ice fishing, and we were very fortunate that we didn't have problems with that. There was an ice rescue, I guess, over the weekend, 27th, was that? That must have been a Saturday. But there was good news that someone did fall through the ice at Keith Sebelius Reservoir and was rescued. He was holding on to a sled that they had out there. There were two of them out there, and one of them fell through the ice and was rescued. But some of those, we have stories or we have incidents already this year in Kansas and Nebraska that people have not survived. They've fallen through the ice and not survived. And the ice conditions are not good now. We've had the warm up and it kind of turns honeycomb or it starts to melt from the bottom and from the top both. And it is treacherous. So stay off the ice now.
And not only that, but the water temperature, if you were to take a dip in the lake right now, not advised, right?
No, you don't last long in that. It's a matter of just minutes. You'll be alive, but you'll be incapacitated. Simply, your muscles seize up and they just don't work.
Yeah. It's a good idea to avoid that the lake here for a while, at least in terms of getting into it. You can still go fishing, do stuff like that. Just, you know, just be careful.
Yeah, and it is a time to go fishing. When this ice melts, the fish that are frozen in that ice kind of start falling down, and there's a lot of catfish feed and a lot of fish feed on that as that ice melts. So there are some fishing opportunities. We've got sunshine and some better weather predicted. I think it's supposed to be in the 60s soon. And there's some fishing opportunities along the edge of that ice from the bank.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. And I'm looking forward to warmer temperatures. Todd, and I'm sure you're looking forward to the warmer temperatures too, because that means more people probably coming up to get some reservations.
That is true. And yes, those reservations are really taken off. If you want a reservation, everything still in March is a walk-in situation. So reservations don't actually start until April 1st. You can still make them now, but they have to be April 1st or later for the actual stay. And then just kind of a couple notes. I was looking last night to see where we were at exactly, for Memorial Day weekend, Fancy Creek and Randolph has like 22 sites open, which is pretty amazing for up there. Down here in River Pond and Rocky Ford, we have 2 sites available. That's it for Memorial Day weekend. Crazily enough, we do have 2 cabins open still for Memorial Day weekend. July 4th, that opens up a little bit. Got a couple cabins open there for July 4th, and we're about 50% full on utilities already. Labor Day, we've got 1 cabin open and about 30 sites open for River Pond and Rocky Ford, so not much there either. So things are starting, and then you just kind of look at the calendars in between, and you know, graduations are pretty, K-State graduations are pretty big weekends. Especially our shelter reservations then even come into play. if you have those special dates that you're interested in and that you know about, you should probably go ahead and try to lock those dates up for yourself if you can, or they can. We will probably open like the gates to our Rocky Ford campground, like probably next week, maybe a week from today. I'm doing a little bit of work back there. And that was due to some of the cold. We have a lot of facilities, so like people trying to keep their houses warm and keep from freezing up, we have bundles of facilities to do that on. So we were pretty busy during that period, and we took on a little bit of damage, not too bad, but we're going to be working through some of that yet this week, but we'll have some things open, you know, starting next week. But people do need to be a little patient. That always, this nice weather here, right after the cold spell, we did get calls 3 days right away going, when are you turning the water on? You know, 3 days after we had 20 below zero and going, well, we're a little early, you know, so be a little patient and then we'll work through that.
Yeah. Well, what about the water levels at Tuttle Creek? What are they at right now? Do you have any idea?
Not exact on that, but they're at least a couple of feet above conservation pool because there's not much release due to some of the construction yet. They're in good shape.
Round numbers, it's about 1078, so that's not real reasonable. Not a lot of inflow. The water levels aren't up. That leaves an opportunity for some hiking along the bank. Of course, the banks are all scoured and not gravel, but rock banks. It's clear to vegetation, and it allows for some hiking opportunities out there along the lake.
All right. Well, hopefully that'll stay the course here as we're getting into spring. So you never know when we're going to start seeing a bunch of rain come down here. So hopefully that won't fill up too fast.
And that's getting into spring here. And that's a good mention is that, you know, if you do some of that early camping or come to the park, you know, be a little patient, as I kind of mentioned, probably this week, if the weather allows and all those conditions, we were talking about doing a little bit of burning here to get that out of the way for the year. So those are always safe in the park, but you know, there could be a little bit of smoke for brief periods and things like that that we need to get done. So just always be kind of cognizant of that.
All right. Well, we got you know, a couple more minutes here, but I might just ask you, Todd, any plans for the Tuttle Creek State Park during Easter or St. Patrick's Day? Any celebrations around that?
We really don't do too much of that because of, you know, our local community really does a great job with those events. So we didn't really feel like we have much of a window right now. We will do some support of those, you know. Easter, a lot of times, if we have a nice weekend, people will come out and camp. And it's a great way to, you know, I know last year, I believe it was, we had all kinds of families come out and hide Easter eggs all over the park for their families, you know, and do that sort of thing. So kind of a unique and different twist to that, but a good way to do that also. Yeah. I would mention, if anybody is interested, we still have a couple of camp host positions I need to fill. And those are at my Fancy Creek and Randolph area. So if anyone's interested in doing something like that, you get a really nice campsite and in exchange for doing a little bit of work for us for the busy season.
All right, cool. Well, you mentioned Memorial Day. I was just looking that up. 13 weeks away. That's 13 weeks from today is Memorial Day weekend. So looking forward to that and the warmer temperatures and getting into summer. That's my favorite time of year.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, you know, we were just talking about that amongst ourselves, among staff, and we expect a very busy year still. You know, a lot of people bought campers and boats and camping equipment and hiking equipment, and we really expect those to now use it again this year a lot due to COVID and still, you know, exercise and social distancing and all that sort of stuff. We're still, you know, disinfecting facilities and stuff as much as we can and all that to make it safe. So should be a good year.
Yeah.
Brandon, I've gotten some training behind me, and I've done it like these high school and these, well, the grade school kids too, is doing it online. This time of year we get some of that out of the way. I wanted to mention that after the week after that, St. Patty's Day, there is a commission meeting. It's on a Thursday. That's where they discuss regulations, make new regulations, and that's on a Thursday at 1:30 on the 25th of March, and then they also reconvene at 5:30. That's all online, and you can also go back and see those meetings after they've occurred. So that'll be coming up at the end of this month, 25th of March, on a Thursday.
Where can you get a link to that meeting, Ben? Do you know?
On Wildlife and Parks. The agenda isn't out, so I can't really tell you what issues are going to be coming up. But a week or so, 10 days before the meeting itself, on that 25th of March, they'll put out an agenda. There's an opportunity for public comment at the beginning of each meeting. But that's...
That's coming up. Okay, got it. Well, Ben, Todd, we always appreciate you coming on the program, and we'll look forward to talking to you again in about a month. Thanks so much.
It'll be busy. Thank you, Brandon.
Thanks.
Yep, thanks to both of you. And that's going to wrap up our first half of the show. We'll talk with Parks and Rec up next here on News Radio KMAN.